أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوصل أربعين نوصل على الكتاب صحيح أكثر ونوصل عشر ونوصل رجال ونوصل لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول والأمر منكم. As we said in the previous session of this series, that human beings are built on, their nature is built up on mistakes. And it was not built on mistakes, Sayyidina Adam would never make the mistake, the sin. By Shaitan, Satan whispering, the beast whispering in his ear, he ate from the tree immediately. And he's a prophet. But he's ma'soom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he repented, Allah forgave him. So our nature is always doing mistakes, doing sins. We are defective. Not in our creation. Allah created us perfect. And he inspired us or revealed to us what is good and what is bad. Where he said in the Quran, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He inspired the self, what is good for it and what is bad for it. And he said, don't do the bad, do the good. How we know we love mistakes, we like to be defective, so what we do? We run towards the bad quickly. We never run towards the good. And that's why we are khata'un, we say in Arabic. We are the ones that always makes mistakes. So to eliminate these mistakes from yourself is to follow a guide. Without a guide, it's impossible to be able to learn or to understand. You can learn the theory, but you don't have the practice. With a guide, you can practice really the taste of eliminating the sins and eliminating the badness from ourselves. And that's why you see many different spiritual people or wise men, if you can call them like that, they try their best to put their followers into severe training and experiences in order to teach them the real life, the real life of the journey that you are asking to follow. And the example on that difficult journey of following a sheikh, a guide, in order to show you the way, is that when Abu Yazid al-Bastami, an example, his mother sent him to study when he was young. She sent him to a school to study, and the teacher, the first day, was reciting the verse of Surah Luqman, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا عَلَى كُرْهٍ حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنٍ وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ أَنِ اشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ. That we have In Surah Luqman, Allah is teaching us, revealing to us through that surah, and through Luqman teaching his son, that Allah advised human beings to take care of their parents and to look after their parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. We have advised children, human beings, to look after his parents. حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا أو كُرْهًا عَلَى كُرْهًا. His mother carried him with difficulties. To carry that difficulty for a child means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored her by getting that experience of these difficulties. And that's why men are more going to be questioned more than women in judgment. Because the woman had the experience of difficulties. Men didn't have the experience of difficulties to give birth. Men have the experience of pleasure only. They don't have the experience of difficulties. So when Abu Yazid heard this verse, he left the school immediately, went back to his mother. And she said to him, "Why you are coming early?" He said, "I cannot continue now." And she said, "Why? Did the teacher did something to you, scolded you, beat you?" He said, "No." But he was reciting the ayah in Surah Luqman. And to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me now, Allah is saying to me to take care of you. Now I am confused. I don't know what to do. He said, "Why? He said, "Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in that surah also, أَنِشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ وَإِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرِ. Be thankful for me and to your parents, and the end, your end, meaning your destiny is going to come to me back at the end." So he is asking me to do my responsibility toward my parents. And he is asking me to do my responsibility toward him. So now I have you, and I have him. And I cannot be a protector for two homes. I have one heart. I can protect one place. I cannot protect two places. I am not a Awliya defense technology, ADT. I am not an ADT, you know ADT? I am not ADT, advanced defense technology, also Awliya defense technology. I'm not. I can take care of my home only. I cannot take care of two places. Now I'm coming to you, O my mother. If you release me from my responsibility towards you, and my And I will be at that time able to look after my responsibility towards my Lord. So you have to ask my Lord on my behalf to release me from your responsibility. In order then I will be able to focus on Allah's responsibility. On Allah, I have to be able to focus on my responsibility towards my Lord. That is a what we call a spiritual trance that he was in it when he was young. Who can think like that? When she saw that in him, she began to cry. And she said, "Oh my son, I am releasing you from my responsibility. Go in your way and feel yourself free to protect your heart, your home, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." When he said, "Neither my heavens nor my earth contain you, but the heart of the believer contain you. مَا وَسِعَتْنِ سَمَاءِ وَلَا أَرْضِ بَلْ وَسَعَنِ قَلْبَ عَبْدِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِ." You are right. You cannot divide your attention to two. Your attention must be one. Your focus must be one. Who has that kind of experience from us? As Abu Yazid al-Bastami had that kind of experience. He was feeling that experience. He was feeling, it's not a theory. He was feeling the responsibility. That's why he doesn't want to be away from his Lord one second. That is a perfect guide. That's what you need. That's what we need. مُرَافَقَةُ الشُّيُوخ. To accompany. يَا يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. All believers, be pious and be with trustworthy people. Accompany them. Cannot be like that, but accompany them. At that moment, Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami was able to direct his heart completely because his mother released him from that responsibility. So he was not able to go to his Lord without making his mother happy. She has to release him. Who from us listening to his mother? Become 16 years, they are independent. I go want to stay in dormitories. He doesn't care or she doesn't care for the father or for the mother. If his mother said to him, "I'm not releasing you," he's not going to leave. Look how much in the heart of awliya the respect of the mother, where Prophet ﷺ said, "Al-Jannatu tahta aqdami al-ummahat," paradise is under the feet of mothers. He knew his paradise is under her feet, means to release him means to his Lord means he is going to that paradise. Means make your mother happy, you will end in paradise. Because she knows her responsibility toward her Lord also. She will say, "Yes, you go find your way toward your Lord." Not to make her happy by going to disco or nightclub, but make her happy to ask her to guide you to go to your Lord. So he went as the Nata Imran, the daughter of Imran, the mother of Virgin Mary, when she said, Ya Rabbi, inni nadartu laka ma fi batni muharrar. I have gave an oath that I'm giving to you whatever is in my womb free to you. Take that child, I want to give that child in your way. When she delivered, فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا وَضَعَتْ قَالَتْ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى وَإِنِّي سَمَّيْتُهَا مَرْيَمَ. When she delivered, she said, Ya Rabbi, it's a girl. Even if a girl, I'm giving in your way. And Allah made that girl because it's in Allah's way. She released her. Allah made that girl the mother of Sayyidina Isa. She was being provided with provision in her niche without running after him. Allah sent her food. So when Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami reached that level, got from his mother the permission, he was always looking into the best way that to make his Lord happy. And to make his Lord happy, he said, Ya Rabbi, I'm coming to your door. At the beginning of his life, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made me to be standing at the door of scholars, ulama, because he was a very big alim of his life. And he said, I accompanied ulama for a long time and I learned from them every kind of different Sharia, everything that Sharia wise I have learned from them. Until myself, my ego begin to tell me that now you reach the highest level of knowledge and you don't need more than that. And you became a Gnostic in the highest level of Gnosticism. As I was in this ascension of knowledge and Gnosticism, I reached a place where I saw too many like me standing at that door, waiting for that door to open. Too many of these ulama, of these Gnostics, because Gnosticism has a different level. Many of them standing in the same place. It's too crowded. I cannot find a way to reach the door. Too many of them. Like when you go to any place, you see a long queue. Cannot reach. There was no queue there. All of them behind each other, running as much as they can to that door to be open to enter first. Cannot find a place for himself. He said, فَلَمْ أَرَى لِنَفْسِي مَعَهُمْ مَوْدِعَ قَدَمْ. I didn't find a place to put my feet from the number, great number they were there. What happened? I said to myself, it's better that I will leave. Because no way to reach. It's impossible. Too many, they're standing, they're waiting in line. if there is light. He said there is no way. So many people, when they see a long queue, what they do? They turn, like traffic jam. You find on the highway traffic jam, you go to take the back of the road to avoid the traffic jam. Now he's looking for a back road. I'm going to reach that door. He's already from that way, is too heavy traffic. Lot of them standing there, all these ulama. They think they reach the highest level. Of course, they want to fight for it. Everyone, big rooster, peacock. We are explaining how to be a perfect sheikh. This comes to you, to your understanding that you have to follow a perfect one. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided us to Mawlana Sheikh Mazen, the perfect guide, Waliullah. He said, I didn't find a way to reach. I left and I went, and I didn't reach that door. I didn't reach that divinely present. So I realized that wisdom, that ilm, knowledge, and ma'rifah, knowledge and ma'rifah, perhaps, Gnosticism, divine understanding, without it, without it, a reality in it, without the taste of it, is not considered anything. Because I was thinking that the reality is in knowledge and progress and ijtihad. But I found that is not the truth. Because I found what I was doing like what everyone is doing. And still the door is shut, is not open, and too many standing at that door. So I realized that I didn't reach yet the truth, haqiqah, the true reality, almul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. To reach the reality of knowledge, the reality of vision, the haqqul yaqeen, the reality of reality. I knew that still it's another way. So I begin to hit the back roads. I found myself following now those people who are worshippers. They always pray and fast. I found myself مع المصلين في الجماعة, with those who are praying in jama'ah, in a group. They come to every prayer. And he said, I never missed even the first takbir of my 5 prayers with the jama'ah, with the group of people, and with the imam. For a long time, as soon as the imam say, Allahu Akbar, I'm there. 5 times a day. Until I had a vision that I am with a huge crowd at that, a similar door to the door of ulama where they were standing, another door, all these are in prostration. And I am in prostration with them, but the door never opened. And I cannot find for myself a place to put my head. Too many. I said, oh. Another time too many. First time too many, ulama, scholar, Now too many behind the imam, those who are praying their five prayers, another door they have sitting there, prostrating there. I have no place to put my hand. I cannot enter. When I saw that, I begin to disappear, go away, go away, go away, and I left them. And I knew that I will never reach that door. Then I said to myself, I will go with the Sa'imin, As-Sa'imun, those who are always fasting. So I begin to fast the whole year. And I begin to eat with them and drink with them at Sahur and at Iftar, at Maghrib, and do with them the prayers until I reach a level where I can see myself at that door, similar door, same door, but different, with all these fasting people waiting for that door to open. And I didn't find a place to put my feet. Those who were fasting during the day and continuing during the night, and their stomach hungry, I was hungry like them. But I saw many. I cannot find a place to put my feet. So I begin to slowly, slowly to go away. And I left. I went to Mecca. I begin to make tawaf around the Kaaba, non-stopping. For many, many years, with every pilgrimage who comes there, with every visitor who comes there, with everyone who comes to pray, he has to make tawaf. If you are coming from outside Mecca, you have to make tawaf. So I was doing tawaf with everyone for some time, long time, until I had a vision that I am at that same door, similar door, with all these pilgrimage standing in line there, but I have no place to put my feet to stand with them, and I can have that door open. And that door is closed, and everyone is rushing to that door, asking to be open. Allah showed me in that vision, they are standing by that door asking, لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. They are calling and calling and calling and making tawaf and making dua and crying and coming from every place, من كل فج عميق, from every farthest place they are coming to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, putting their ihram and coming and asking, and I saw them at that door. And where I am going to reach? Too many of them. So I backed up, and I didn't reach my divine presence of my Lord. The door never opened. Then he put me with those who are struggling against their egos, mujahideen, jihadun nafs, struggling, and I was fighting with the others whom they were fighting, sitting in association and fighting their egos and trying to reach as much as they can. And then I found myself at the same door, similar door, with all of them there standing, carrying their sword, spiritual sword, against their egos, killing their egos, but too many of them. So I backed up. And I didn't reach my Lord, Divine Presence. Then I realized that this is not going to be the
the way. There is something else. I went into my room, my niche, and I said, "Oh my Lord, send your mercy on me. I'm confused. I don't know what to do. Put me in a situation that there is no competition, because I cannot compete. Competition is difficult. Because when you are going to compete with other people, means you are building up more your arrogance to get more toward the goal that you are asking for. I cannot compete with all these different types of people that we have mentioned already. Put me in a place where there is no competition. Put me in a place where there is not too much traffic of people there." "Don't put me in a place where there are people has already overpassed me. They were more stronger than me. They moved forward quickly. I cannot follow them." And I was asking from a burning heart, until I heard a voice say, "Ya Aba Yazid, and he said that voice, "Oh Aba Yazid, no one can approach me with something that does not belong to me. You have to approach me with something that belongs to me." He said, I have to correct that. He said, "You cannot come with something that it is not for me. You have to come with something that it's not my description." I will explain later what that means. Means something that only belongs to human being, to creation, is not to the Lordship, Lord above that. With something that it belongs to human being. You have to come through that way. Worshipness is for me. Fasting is for me. All this is for me. There is extra thing that is being given to you. You have to come through that on top of what I ordered you to fast and to worship and to make hajj and to all kind of worship. There is something else that belongs to human being. You have to come through that. You have to have that experience, that taste. And Aba Yazid said, "Oh Allah, what is that thing that it is not for you, that I can come with it?" And you will not let anyone to reach you without coming with it. Teach me. And I heard the voice said, "Ya Aba Yazid, ليس لي فاقة ولا فقر." Means I don't need necessity, and I am not poor. والغني, Allah is the rich. One of his beautiful names and attributes, Al-Ghani. Fakr, you cannot describe Allah with fakr, with poorness. Fakr, Tahir? Poverty. You cannot describe Allah with poverty. You can describe Allah with richness. You cannot describe Allah with faqr. Faqr is in need for something, necessity. You cannot describe Allah with that. He said you have to come through that. He said, Ya Aba Yazid, ليس لي فقط ولا فقر. I have nothing to do with necessity. I don't need it. There is nothing that I have to need from creation. I created creation. And I have nothing to do with poverty. If anyone wants to come to me, this is my way. This is the way that you have to come. And I said, Ya Rabbi, show me these people that they are poor, in poverty, and they are in need for you. You are not in need for them. They are in need for everything and you are not in need for them. Are you? I said, they are very few people. They are poor, in poverty, and very few. They are coming to their Lord, asking Him through their needs. I find they are on a similar door, like the other door, but they are very few. I found a lot of space that I can stand there. Because people don't want to be poor. People want to be always rich. That's why poor people don't come, don't approach. Because always their mind is, shaitan is playing with them, oh, you have to be rich, you have to be rich, you have to be rich, you have to be rich. So I was thinking, is that poverty what it means, physical poverty or spiritual poverty? But when I looked, I didn't see anyone there coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with there are a lot of poor people around the world, but there is no one there by the door, except very few of them. So it means it is not the physical poverty. It was the spiritual poverty. Because no one coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing that he has nothing. I am poor, Ya Rabbi. I am coming with helplessness, with weakness to your door. Not like a big scholar, like a peacock, where too many of them. Not like fasting people are proud of their fasting, too many of them. Not like Hajj people coming to Hajj and they say, and when they come back to their home, they write their name, Hajj so and so. Like our friend Hajj, always Hajj, Hajj. Lot of them. But someone who throw everything on the side and he came to his Lord with poverty means not carrying with him anything from dunya. Coming to Allah with pure purity, Allah will open the door. He didn't find too many. He said, I'm happy now. I've not too many people. So Allah wants him now to learn what is poverty. He said to him, O Abu Yazid, Now, since you are coming with poverty, it is a theory. I want you to experience that poverty. Go and make yourself dump to my servants. Dumpsters to my servants. Carry their difficulties, their garbage. That is, poverty teach humbleness. Like you see, the homeless people are humble. They go into the garbage cans big on the street and they open like the cats. Is not? They go, the cats inside, they are very happy with whatever they find. And they eat it. These homeless people, subhanAllah, Allah gave them that kind of no pride, no arrogance. They are not disgusted or of anything. They look into the garbage, their body becomes, have immunity against all these sicknesses that are in the garbage even. If we eat that, because we are very delicate, we only eat, if someone ate from the same spoon, we don't eat from it. If someone touched the food, we don't touch it anymore. Is that? So, these people, they have immunity against all these kind of sicknesses because they are experiencing poverty. They are tasting poverty. Allah gives them immunity against shaitan, against sickness. So they go, they open, they found something, might be a piece of apple, they take it, rub it a little bit, and they eat it. You don't see that? 2 minutes. He said, you have to be going to go do that. Be dumpster. Learn humbleness and come back to me. Showing your weakness, complete weakness, poverty to me. Then I open my door. From that moment that I decided to be in a dumpster, to be a dumpster for all human beings, and I gave my promise to my Lord that, O Allah, I will come to you through poverty and weakness and necessity to you. From that moment, every moment in my life becomes a karama, a miracle. And he said, قَالَ هَذِهِ الْكَرَامَةُ لَا يَنَالُهَا إِلَّا مَنْ آثَرَ الْفَقْرِ. This miracle no one can reach it except to that one who will accept to show weakness and helplessness and to be poor to his Lord and to be patient on it. This shows us how much a perfect guide has to go through experiences in order to reach Allah's door. Allah said, وَاللَّهُ الْغَنِيُّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله الغني وأنتم الفقراء وإن تتولوا يستبدل قوما غيركم ثم لا يكونوا أمثالكم.
He said that Allah is the rich and you are poor. سورة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And if you are not happy, Allah will take you and bring other people instead of you and your place. Means it's not up to you. You have to accept.
So Abu Yazid al-Bastami accepted that. That's why he became a perfect guide.
So poverty here is what makes you to learn and understand how to reach your Lord with humility, not with a head that is always up, but with a head that is always down. This is the importance of to reach a perfect guide, to guide you to what is needed and what is want they want from you in order to reach that door that they have reached a similar door. You don't want to be in the door that you cannot put your feet. Although you have to do your worshipness, you have to do your obligations, the five pillars of Islam, but in order to be able to open that door, because all of them standing there. Those who make shahada standing on the shahada door. Then they do salah, they are standing on the salah door. Then they do zakat, they are standing on the zakat door. Then they do fasting, they are standing at the fasting door. Then they do hajj, they are standing at the hajj door. But it's not open. You need to open to stand on the maqam al-ihsan. That is the state where you reach all this through humility to your Lord. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless our meeting. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.